Welcome to the Chart Toppin' Show, where you decide what plays. You choose your favorites. So enjoy the best sounds of Radio Sega.
Number 38.
Top in knockouts.
So, boys and girls, hello and welcome to CTS Today. Saturday again, as I hope it will continue being so. This is a reminder of the Chart Topping Knockout round that's going to be decided today. So you have about 1 hour, 40 minutes, it depends whenever this show hits the point where the top 10 is coming. I'm going to share the link to vote on these for the last time on Discord now. There it is, and now let's see how it is with Twitter. Maybe I'll share it on Twitter in case it hasn't been done. I'm not sure if our Mr. Social is available today. This is your first choice, which is Tower of Puppet from Dynamite Heady on the Mega Drive. By the way, obviously, your number 38 was Escape from the City for Cityscape from Sonic Adventure 2. But keep enjoying it. The next track is coming next. Obviously, the... The second option is ending Chanti's charm from Billy Hatcher and the Giant Egg. The third option is Lava Shelter from Shadow the Hedgehog. Edgy. We'll be right back. This is your last option out of the four. From Sound of the Sonic Stadium 2014, Out of the Ashes, this is Rhythm Rush by General Offensive, featuring Joshua Taipale. And those were your four options. The link has been given out both on Twitter and Discord. So now is chance to decide which is the song that you're going to pick as your winner. That's going to be facing Miller Ball Breakers from Jet Set Radio, the winner of the first round, and the upcoming winners of round 3. Its tracks have been picked already. You will be knowing what they are in about 1 hour, maybe less, maybe more. And there's also a fourth round, and then the winners of all four are going to be on a great grand final. The one, is it 2300 or is it 2300? How do you prefer to pronounce that numeral on your username? Please tell me. I really don't know. He says, I love this song. Which one? I'm not entirely sure which song was playing at that moment in particular. I'm curious. Tell me. You know what's going to come, right? It's going to be your top 20. Some of these tracks are new, some are unexpected, some are annoying. There's going to be, I would have loved to say there's going to be lots of variety, but that won't be the case. And you know why, right? Well then, let's enjoy the first part of the Green Hill Topping Show chart.
Watch out! You're gonna crash! Ah!
Don't get too many ideas, you fools! You haven't seen the power this vessel really has! Get a load of this!
Number 20.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Hey!
currently we are doing a tour of Sonic Adventure 2's most iconic tracks, at least from Sonic's side. First, City Escape was number 38, now Live and Learn is number 20.
Number 19.
Funky Bomb, this is a debut on this show from Afterburner 3, the FM Towns version. This is now number 19. We'll be right back.
Number 18.
Where's the damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Hi, I'm Jimmy64326, and you're listening to the Chart Topping Show with Ravzeek, only on Radio Sega.
This is only the beginning!
Number 17.
Your number 18 was the first version of the Green Hill Zone, which was the Mazda's demo version that was a prototype for the Mega Drive on the original Sonic the Hedgehog. This is your number 17, which is... number 17 is track 12 from The Amazing Spider-Man vs. the Kingpin. We'll be right back.
Number 16.
Skyscraper Sequence from Daytona USA 2 is your number 16. That was the first part of the top 20. You pretty much know what else is coming next, really, guys. that there's not really going to be many surprises. I'm pretty sure you can take guesses. So, regular requesters, tell me, which track do you think is going to be number 15? I'll wait for a bit. Just shoot your ideas and I'll give a cookie to whoever guesses it right. Let's see. So JB said Green Hill Zone, some version. Well, it's going to be this one.
Number 15.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
From the remastered mobile edition of Sonic 1.
Number 14.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Just like college, Emerald Hill to be and Green Hill. Rex from Rexy, actually, this was one of her entries on the Sonic Zone Remix Competition, the original one.
Number 13.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
No way! I can't believe this!
Well, so this is three in a row, and this time it's the atrocity known as Sunset Hill Act 3 from Sonic Advance 3. Why, Jamie? Why did you have to go this far? Really?
I'm Green Viper 8 of Sega's Final Console and Sonic Colors level with one letter removed fame, and you're listening to the Tart Chopping Show with Rav C.
Number 12.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Life.
Lookalike from Sonic the Hedgehog the movie is your number 12. I'd say it's kind of a combo breaker, but it's still Sonic, so not quite.
Number 11.
Shadow, damn you!
From Shadow the Hedgehog, this is your number 11. After this, it's time to announce the winner of the second round of the chart-topping knockout and introduce to you the new contestants for the third round.
Chart Topping Knockout.
So, I've got to tell you and then which track was the winner. And confirming right now, just a final refresh on the results page. And with a whopping 55% of the votes, the winner was Leopard Shelter from Shadow the Hedgehog. In second place came Rhythm Rush from Sonic of the Sound of the Sonic Stadium 2014, Out of the Ashes. by General Offensive featuring Joshua Taipale with 18% of the votes. It was a complete washout and the poll shall now be closed. Let me take care of it. Okay, close collector. Done. Alive at Shelter makes it to the season final. And now the tracks will be played for number third week. Are you enthusiastic? Are you? This is going to be the first option. Your Blue World. This is your first choice for the next, which is the third round of CTK chart-topping knockout. Two places are decided: New Little Ball Breakers from Jet Set Radio and Lava Shelter from Shadow the Hedgehog. We're now trying to see which is the third track. And this is your second option from the Mega Drive version of Michael Jackson's Moonwalker. This is your 16-bit rendition of Smooth Criminal. Laughter from Phantasy Star 4, The End of the Millennium. This is your third contestant. We'll be right back. the Teddy Lloyd remix of Yuzo Koshiro's song on 7th Dragon 3, Code VFD. Tokyo the Trials Grow Complex. This is your fourth option. The link is actually also coming on Twitter and Discord. For the votes, obviously. I can see this was a rather controversial pick. But I've got to say, I didn't really handpick the tracks. They were just on some specific spots on the all-time most requested Radio Sega tracks chart. So, yep, it just happened to be there. All these four just happened to be on the specific spots, and they seemed appropriate. So. Apparently this song has a different true name, which is Ordeal to Interlace, Teddy Lloyd remix featuring Annabelle bonus track. That's complicated. Guide is to the sky. Now that the four tracks are chosen, presented, the link is coming shortly. But first, let's enjoy number 10. And guess what?
Number 10.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Number 9.
Number 10 was the Act 1 for Green Hill on Sonic Generations, and this is number 9, which is Attraction Mode from the cult classic Emergency Call Ambulance.
Number 8.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Number 8 is yet more Green Hill, this time it's the 8-bit version of the original Sonic the Hedgehog.
And you're listening to Radio Sega.
Come on! Number 7.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
The Wicked Wild from Sonic and the Secret Rings is a break from Green Hill, but it's still Sonic! It's number 7.
It's jungle, what you want, dinos roll over.
Number 6.
Garage from F1 Challenge is your number 6. Those were your tracks from 10 to 6. Is there any more Green Hill? We'll see, right? I hope you've been enjoying this show and that you've enjoyed the, well, at least one out of the four possibilities for the chart topping knockout. We are about to get into the top 5. The most requested tracks during last week. And after this show ends, you can get to request whatever you want again. Funny enough, Richard Jacques didn't compose this one. You mean Garage? Was he the main composer on the F1 Challenge? I didn't know that, but that's interesting. I have to take a better look at that. Soundtrack, I have to be honest, I haven't, which is surprising considering I love F1. I would probably enjoy this game as well, but my ways of getting my hands on it are pretty limited, and I have to try it someday whenever I can, yeah. Let me take a look. F1 Challenge is actually not the game I thought it was. I thought it was the Mega CD one. That was almost like a sequel to Super Monaco, but this is a Saturn game that's based upon the 95 Formula One racing season, which lets you play as one of four drivers around four tracks. That's not really a good seller, is it? I mean, that's pretty limited. Let's see, images. Well, it does look good for the Saturn. Aha, this is the Mega / Sega CD I was looking for. Formula One World Championship beyond the limit. This is the one I'm actually very curious about. Let me see the composer for F1 Challenge. Sound composer, music composers: Shinichiro Sato, Yasutaka Hatada, Chami, and Munetaka Sakamoto. Let's see who's Shaman. Chami is Masayoshi Ishii. Outrun sound. Some of the sound in Outrun. Sound creator in Virtua Striker 3. Of other Virtua Striker games. He was behind Washing Roder. Wachen Roder. But as for composing, he was on Under the Skin. I've got to say, he didn't really. He wasn't the composer of many things. He was just mostly a sound technician. Not technician, but. Oh, and he was the music director on Mario Party 10, on Mario Party Star Rush, so we surely grew up on the, in the industry from the F1 Challenge days. Except he jumped the ship to Nintendo, apparently. Ah, let's go to the top 5, shall we?
Five left. It's close now.
Number 5.
Intermediate Course from Wave Runner is number 5.
Number 4.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Sonic, can I have some ice cream?
Sorry, I'm in a rush here!
But I'm hungry! If I don't have food, me sooner! I'll...
That's enough out of you!
Enjoying the show? Submit your entry to have it voiced on air. Your choice at radiose.ga/chartshow.
Number 3.
Intro and title screen from Crusader of Senti, also known as Solail, and it's got another name. I always forget about it. This is number 3, but... Crusader of Senti in America, Solail in Europe, and Shin Soseiki Ragna Senti in Japan. Thank you.
Number 2.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Bombs away!
This is your number 2, the awesome supporting me for Biolizard by Describe, featuring Joshua Taipale and Celerina Jackrabbit, the remix from the Sonic Stadium 2014 Out of the Ashes. This show is about to end a bit early. I'm sorry about that. I need to figure out more ways to fill time. Maybe next week will be Fights into Streams flashback instead of CTK, so that you have 2 weeks to vote again. We'll see about that. Thanks everyone for listening to today's chart topping show. Hopefully next week there will be more. I appreciate that all of you took the time to tune in and listen. Let's see what number one was, right guys? Thanks a lot, see you later. And keep on requesting stuff!
Number one.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald? No.
It's no use!
You're listening to Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
Sega.